fire up, Lord. Pray these things in your son's name. Amen. So this will be our final one, which I said the last one was, but this is one I didn't know I had already in mind, but I never really had permission, but I do believe that I do tonight. So if you can turn to John chapter 5. And then we've been talking about Christ as the light, and we've said that we also, and we began to speak about the fact that we also are the light, okay, as well. But if there's a real distinction, and we talked about it. We said John, the gospel said he was not that light, but he was sent to what? Does anyone remember?
To witness.
He was sent to what?
To bear witness.
To bear witness of that light. That's correct. So... But then later on, there's this amazing moment, if you will, and where things change. And I think that for us, that this moment is an important moment. And I think in Christianity, in each one of us, there is this moment that happens. It's not the verse I was going to use, but it's the one that's on my mind. And let's turn to Matthew 5, actually. And this is an important moment. Remember we talked about there are certain attributes of God that we will never be. You know, we will never have all knowledge. We will never have all power. We will never be omnipresent. There are things that we will never be. But then there are things that God actually, because we are created in his image, we were meant to be. And in Matthew 5, there's this transition that begins to be made where God, Christ is saying that, you know, I am, he's the light, but he says this thing, and he says it early on in his ministry, and it's if to set the tone, because as soon as we're born again, you know, and this picture is also, I believe, given in like Philippians 2:15, I believe, let me just check that, as well, Philippians 2:15, yeah, this is also given then as well, but like there's this, we are born again, and this is an amazing thing. Then we are declared something. And we know these things. We are declared various things. There are many things that happen. But we call those things that are not as though they were. And this is one of the things. We are called in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. And he says, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket and put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house? Let your light, then he gives an explanation, let your light shine before men in such a way, and this is reading New American Standard, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. See, again, he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light, the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. But here's the thing. But I am a light as well. But he has declared me as the light of the world. And when a Christian has the revelation of themselves as the light of the world, everything changes. There, a lot of self disappears in that understanding that I am the light of the world. It just, things change. You know, something that I was reading today, that there were a bunch of people who lived in a lighthouse, and someone said, well, how can you stand to live in here? Aren't you like, you know, it's kind of lonely and also so bright in here, and like, this is not comfortable. And the person said, to be honest with you, I just never really thought about it. Because I know that my job is to keep this light going at all times, lest any boat should come in and dash itself upon the rocks. See, the moment I have the revelation that I am the light, things are different. Everything changes. But, and it's not more about how I feel, what are my conditions, and is this normal? It just becomes I stand out. And Christ said, you know, you were meant to stand out. You were always meant to stand out. You were the light of the world. You know, a city, you know, set on a hill cannot be hidden. You don't, like, put this light out there or city and say, okay, it's hidden. Christ said, my intention was that you were to be noticed. You were to be born again and then noticed. Not noticed because, like, the world does many things to notice itself. The halftime show is about notice. People follow rock music and musicians and even Hollywood actors and these athletes are all about notice. Position takes notice. But Christ says, I've given you, and many people even in the church are worried about their position, but Christ says, I've given you a position. This moment, this thing was conferred upon you. You are the light of the world. And honestly, that is the beginning of all for me, for you. That's like the beginning of, like, okay, what my light, if I have a question, like, well, what is my call? What is my life to be among men? Why am I here? Well, you're the light. Because if you're not here, if every time we get saved, somebody disappeared. I got saved. Boing, I'm gone. Another person, oh my gosh. First of all, how do they get saved? Are we going to put some magical, you know, put a Bible somewhere, maybe somebody reads it and what have you, or they come to something, and the moment they get saved, boom, they're gone. It is a dark world. And this is a great point in Philippians 2. Let's turn there. And it's interesting because it says, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Okay? Like, this thing is, what is the dispute here? What is the grumble? You're light. Why? This is a lack of understanding of what I'm meant to be. I'm light. What is my purpose in this situation? To be light? No, but I need a position. I want to be in charge. I want to be whatever. No, you're light. You see, you're light or you're not light. So that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you appear as lights in the world. Okay, here's the thing, I will prove myself. Otherwise, I'm not proven. I want to stand out. I don't want my good evil spoken of. I want to stand out. I prove myself to be something. What am I proving myself to be? Blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. You know, we stand out. We are the light of the world. We are lights in the middle of darkness. A lamp. Now, I stare at that lamp from sometimes at the end of this thing. That one's pretty powerful. It stands out. It's bright. You know, it's dark all around it, but when you go right there, it lights up the area that it's supposed to. Now, we know this. Some of you don't, but we know this for sure. This is how we know. When we first came here, we did not have that lamp on. We couldn't figure out how to get going. But honestly, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it until I'm walking out at the end of some night we have here, and Anne Marie's in the car, and and Pastor Jake runs in to get ice. And I'm like, what is going on? Anne Marie fell, and it was a pretty decent fall. She's on the ground. Her husband, Pastor Jay, is in the car on the phone. He doesn't even know she's fallen. She's on the ground out there calling out to him. We're inside. Then, like, she's hurt, she's all scuffed up. Finally, she calls him or something. She calls him on the ground, out right outside here at that step. The car was parked right just beyond there, but he doesn't see her. So he comes in, grabs her. I mean, obviously puts her in the car and what have you. And then all of a sudden, it became very important to what? Have a light there. And we did everything because God forbid anything else should happen or someone else should fall. And honestly, that is a good big picture for us. That light was put there to light the area around it. And without it, we walk in darkness. And in darkness, people are going to slip and fall. I don't know that we get our mission. Like, sometimes I think that we are stuck in our, like, and I don't think we get our position. I think we get stuck in our world and we miss really what we're meant to be. We are light. To wake up in the morning and say that I am light. Sometimes I'm light in a situation with other Christians. But the idea of light is, what do we talk about light? The very one thing about light is it what? Who can remember? No, last week particularly.
What was the question?
What did we say about, particularly last week we talked about light. And that it's very important for us. Light, it guides us, it what have you. But one key to light, so that we are not like, because Satan can disguise himself as light, but what's the one thing that distinguishes us?
Life.
So when I am light in a situation, I'm life. People feed off of me. I'm life. Just like they, by my glow, they can see around them. Right? It's a very important point. It's not about me. In fact, in Psalm 36:9, and we've quoted this a lot, but Psalm 36:9, for with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. For with God is the fountain of life. So now I become light. I see his light. I become light, and people derive life from me. God wants me to be life. There's no point in discussing that God is light and he has children of the light. And if I am not going to let my light shine, that is a problem to God. He is a large light who lights every little light. And honestly, that is his plan for the world. Is that there are a lot of, Bush used to, or I think it was Bush, who called it 1,000 points of light, the Father, the points of light, and they light up, and they light up this world. And that's how I prove myself different. And I hold fast the word of life. And then, so that in the day of Christ will I have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain. And then he talks about, but even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me. He said, in so many words, he's saying, just pour it out. Just pour it out. And John 5, let's go there. There's this hesitation. Sometimes you're talking with Christians like to hold back. There's this hesitation that, oh, maybe I should like absolutely, I got to be careful. But why? Why? What have I got to lose? You know, and then some will say, well, I don't want to burn out. But if my source is God, there's no burning out. I will, in my generation, I will burn. And that's what Christ said of John. He said of him in John 5 and verse 35, in John 5:35, he said he was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. The Amplified says that he was a lamp that was burning and shining. Here's the thing, a lamp is something that is, you make a lamp shine. A lamp does not have life in and of itself. You and I do not have life or light in of ourselves, but God has lit us. He is that light that lights every man that cometh into the world, and he has lit us. In him was life, and life was the light of men. But he said of John, you know what? This would make John special. He had 9 months of ministry, but he was a burning and shining light. Burning, shining. The two requirements that God is speaking of a lamp. Burning. The idea of burning is that I have a length of time, ladies. I have a length of time. You know, while it is yet day, walk while you have the light. But I have a length of time to be light as well. And I was meant to burn during this length of time. Not to question, not to squander, not to like, not to delay. I was meant to burn. God, Christ never said, let's sit around and wait and I'll tell you what's going to happen here. He says, your light's already. You can't help it. When you became born again, I made you lights. But so let your light shine before men that they might see your good works and give glory to God the Father. Our good works. So let our light shine. Good works. We were meant for them. We really were. Ephesians 2:10. Right? We were ordained that we should walk in these good works. And they are light to the world because nobody's doing it. Even when, you know how many times we've given out cookies and people ask kind of like, what's our angle? Or to feel better, they want to give you money for it. We don't take money for it. I don't take for it because I don't want them to misunderstand. This is what a light does. I take money from Christians, but not from them. But seriously, I mean, the ones who make it, because we know what it's for. It's a ministry. It's part of being a light. But I don't want their money, right? Why would I want their, because they missed the point, because I don't want them to mistake. And if they give me money, they feel better about themselves, and I don't prove myself to be different from them. Because freely we have received, and freely we give. And that's really what God is has put inside of us. But for a length of time, burning. Just a length of time. We have one life. Soon it will be past, and only what's done for Christ will last. One life. One season. One day. And we don't know what it looks like. We don't know how things will be and what will happen. We have such a limited time, but Christ said of John the Baptist, could he have said any greater compliment other than that he was burning? He said he was a burning. He didn't say, you know, oh, you burned a little bit and you went out. You burned a little bit and you went out. You burned. I can be a steady burn. And the idea of a Christian who's burning is kind of use me up. Why? Because if it isn't from God, then what use was it anyway? But if it's from God, it will always be replenished. It will always come from overflow. It will be use me up because it's not mine. And if it's used up all the way so God takes me home, then that was all I was meant to give because I am immortal until I die. You can't touch me. I was meant for a particular time, just like, and for a particular amount of strength. Now, we all know the one thing about lamps is that they eventually die, and we have to get a new one. You and I are not this, the eternal light was put inside of us, but we were meant to burn for a season here on this earth. And then we will shine like lights in heaven. It will be a glorious, our eyes right now could never even take the light of heaven, the intensity of what that will be like. But right now, we were meant to burn, we were meant to burn out, to do these things as lights. And it's not about the particulars, it's just about being. So yes, I can shine wherever God has put me. And I will stand out. I will be different. In fact, it was said of Moses that every time that he went into God, his face glowed. And then when he came out, he had to put a veil over because it was so intense. And honestly, that's really what it should be. When I'm before God, I am completely naked before him and I take on his person. I come back to man and I put this veil on because that type of glory can only be shown to God because it came from God. But I could give you a veiled glory and it would be enough for you. Because as I'm filled and I give to you, and then you can catch it and you will find yourself like Joshua did running into where God is and spending time with him and not leaving that, and you too will glow. And that is how God spreads his word. That's how God spreads his gospel. That's how God spreads his light. But if I lose the idea, there's so much talk in Christianity, even about gifts and everything and position and whatever, and or like commitment or whatever. But really, at the end of the day, can we look each other in the eye and say, you are the light of the world? And that should answer everything. Honestly. But you say that, oh, don't know what, okay, yeah, I know that. No, you are the light. A city on a hill cannot be hid. You're the light. It's not, if I lose that idea of what that means, I lose a huge part of my Christianity. It made me think of Matthew 25, if you want to turn there. Now, this parable, we know this pretty well because this is the parable of the talents. And it's interesting that you and I, if we had ever done the parable of the talents, we would have emphasized and we would have reversed it. We would have been sentimental and patted the person who had one talent, and we would have, put more on the person who had five. But we would say, let's just say the person with one talent didn't perform their one talent. Let's say they spent all their time staring at all of the other talents and didn't perform their one talent. You and I would be sentimental with that person and say, well, you know what? I can understand it, right? They only have one talent. It makes sense. All the other ones got more. Can you see yourself saying that? I can see myself saying that. All the other ones got a lot more. You know, give him a break. I don't know why. It's kind of even not fair. But isn't it interesting that God doesn't do that? His big problem is with the one. And this is what it says in verse 25. He says, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you didn't sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away, and I hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said unto him, you wicked, lazy slave, slothful. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back in interest. Therefore take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. In light of what we're talking about, it's very much this. There will be those who will stand before God and he will say, I said you were the light of the world. But it's like, I hid it. I made sure nobody saw it. And God is saying, if at the very least you didn't hide it, if at the very least you just didn't hide it, I mean, you just kind of stood out there and been, you know, whatever, just been out there in the world, you know, as my child, and instead of hiding it, he said, at the very least, there would have been something. Do you know why? Because light always attracts. It always does. Moths, right? They're attracted to the flame. But instead, in fact, he says, no one after lighting a lamp, and that's Luke 11:33. And he says, no one after lighting a lamp puts it away in a cellar, no, under a basket, but on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. And what did this servant do? He put it in a cellar. And God says, no one, and Christ says, no one do that. In fact, Mark 4:21, he says that a lamp is not to brought in to be put under a basket. Or is it put under a bed? Is it brought not to be put on the lampstand? So here's the thing. The man with one talent decided that because he didn't like the talent, maybe, or because he didn't like some aspect, He didn't understand that he was commanded to use the talent. And how do I know the talent? The talent is what attracts people to me. It's not what I deem. And also, reality here is he says, you are the light. It's what already is. Every Christian has that. You are the light. That's why you can be in a situation and there can be darkness maybe coming from someone because they are hiding their talent. They are hiding that light. They are choosing not for that light to light the situation. And so there is darkness. Maybe pride causes it. Maybe laziness, he said here, causes it. But I choose that light will not do what it's supposed to do. I'll hide. I'll put it in the basement. And honestly, you know, I was thinking about this, and I actually have been thinking about this for a few days because I've been thinking a lot about, you know, Christ said, if you look, in John 4, he goes, you know, if you look right now, if you look out, he said, the fields are already white unto harvest. They're white. Is it that I don't like the need? Is it the light, the need interfere with me? And I think in some circles, if you talk a lot about a subject like this, you can lose church members. Because they are more content that their light be hid in the basement. You can. But here's the thing. God is not saying that you have to do anything. He's saying you have to just be. Just be. There was a gentleman who came to last church service and he walked in and he was there and he said, you know what, because when I come here, it's like there's no agenda, I can sense it. Everyone is just very warm and accepting light. And another way, he was just saying there's light here. And the light has life. It's not a cold light, it's God's light. And it has life. And I can be in a situation just light. But he said it's a dark world. It's a perverse world. I was driving back last night. I went to Wednesday night church service in Baltimore. I'm driving back, and it's very dark going up 83. And it's winter, and it's dark, and you can feel it. And then it was like it hit me, like, I'm to be light. The light is for me. I was lit, and I was meant to emanate His light, his likeness, his light. I am the light. There can be tendencies to always have some negativity that comes out of me. But ladies, we will never know that type of darkness again. Remember, it says in John 1, it says that the darkness tries to come in. What verse is that? Oh, in verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. It means there's such a distinct difference between the two. It can't even, like, there's no relation to it. You and I are light. God made us to be that. There's no connection between me and now and me before Christ. It wasn't. I'm light. You're light. Be light. You know, I had a friend, we went to her graduation, and she became like a paramedic. And she was telling me as she was in paramedic school that she tried to hide her Christianity with all her might. And then something happened, and it forced it out of her. And that's the thing. God responds to my cries for help, and actually God creates my cries for help. My need to cry for help. He creates the conditions that I must cry for help, and he loves to come to help. You know? Every parent loves to come to the rescue of their child. I've seen in their eyes. They are all intense, like, you know, whatever, but they love it. They love it. Now, they would never say, I never want my child to be hurt, but everyone loves to be a hero. We have a lot of hero in us. God did that. Because that's why we're made in the likeness of God. God is a great hero. He comes to the rescue. And we're like, you are incredible. You know, the way you came in, I cried out. You were there. It was amazing. You know, because that's the reality. Now, here's the thing. We are also meant to be light. And God will create the conditions if I do not want to be like light. And I can fight them, and I can fight God. But he is creating conditions that I am meant to be light. Not get what I want, not have a position, not have a whatever, but to be light. The light is on. It's not over here jostling for what position, you know, really? And it's not jostling for what it should or shouldn't do. It's just light. And you enjoy being around light because light has life in it. And of John the Baptist, he was burning and shining light. This is not a difficult Bible study, this one. This is one of those ones, like, sometimes I can sense this resistance from the atmosphere, satanic resistance, not to mention that we're light, or not to be light, like, as if, like, to completely disregard the very things that God himself spoke about. And sometimes I'm talking to other Christians, I've met some and angry, they're what have you, and I'm just like, but wait a minute, we're brethren. And they still get angry, and I'm like, are you serious? We're meant to be light. It's meant to be different. You'll know us by our love for one another. We're meant to be the ones that stand out. We're not going to be in the break room gossiping. It's not going to be us. We're light. I don't need to. Yeah, but don't you? But look at those conditions. Well, then, if that's the way I was designed to live in, God, I have a Heavenly Father. I don't need to complain about my conditions. That's why he says in Philippians 2:14, do all things without disputings and murmurings. Then he says that you can be proved that you're the light. Be different. I'm not like, the conditions are the conditions. Did I not expect the world to be the world? Oh, I'm in shock. That darkness is dark. Did you see that darkness? That darkness is dark. Did you see that darkness? You see that darkness in her? It is dark, 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 dark. Right. Okay. I'm waiting for new information. Don't be surprised at the darkness. We are meant to be the light. You know, and Pastor Jay talked about that, how he had the one guy when he was in basic training, he couldn't stand, and then the guy was watching him all along and just waiting for him to break being the light. We want to hold forth the word of life. We want to be the light because we are the light, ladies. Let's not shrink back. Let's not go back. Let's be light. Let's be burning and shining. Do you need a reason to be burning and shining? Well, there's no reason. It's what you are. Do you need a reason to be Caucasian? You are. Do you need a reason to be black? I am. Okay? It's not a reason. Let's just discuss it. It just is. He said, you are the light of the world. It's not up for discussion. I'm his creation. Said when you like that, Denise. I became born again, and then there's certain things that I became. He said, so when you're not, then you're no different than the servant here who hid his talent. And that's why God will be angry. Because I made you. You know? Linda, you don't need a reason to be good. You're brown. It's good enough. You know? That's the way it is. It's the way it's going to be. It's not about, I don't care what happened and who did and who took, and I don't really care. Where stand out? Paul said, I know how to be abased and how to abound. I know to get how to be when I get what I want. I know how it is when I don't get what I want. I've suffered need. I know what it is, but I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be there with content. I'm just light. So I go into a situation and I can be battling with God or whatever, but I'm going to be light. I'm just going to be light out loud. Why? Because that's what light does. And I've only got a short season to burn. And really, that's what we want it to be. You know, Pastor Jabu's wife, Bowie, she passed. And it's very easy to say of her life, she was a burning and shining light. And the only question I had to ask myself is, did I rejoice in her light? It's really the only question that I want any person to ask of me. Did they rejoice in my light? Because here's the thing, light doesn't need opportunity, it just is. It just needs to be switched on. I don't go to that light out there, hey, do you think this is a good opportunity for you? I mean, there's a step here, and I give them a whole case. Anne Marie fell. There's a step here. People walk by here. I think I have the numbers. Approximately 10 people a day will walk by this area at night. Does that seem like a good place position for you? 10 people could be lit by you. Okay. I'll try it. You can turn me on now. I'll try it. That's what Christians do. But that's not right, and that's why they will be they will have to stand before God for that. Cuz God says, "I want to put you anywhere and say light." I've been listening to, on the way back from a trip to New York I was listening to The Hiding Place on audio. It's a great book, Corrie ten Boom, about the time that they were in a prison camp for hiding Jews. They were Christians, and it's a great book. And now I just found out the high school students in a Christian school are going to do it on Saturday in Baltimore, which is kind of cool. But you know what? They were just light. It wasn't like, you know what? And there's one part that really stuck with me. It said that, you know, she's hiding these Jews and the Nazis, and it's becoming more and more known. They can't seem to hide it. They're hiding, but more and more people in need are coming to them. You want to know, how do I know, you know, how can I be used, whatever. When you're light and you let yourself be light, more and more people in darkness will be attracted to you. It just happens. They didn't put out an ad magazine. In fact, they were trying to keep it quiet. But the first person in need, they met their need. They're trying to find, they were finding places for people who could not survive any other way. And they were, and began a network and getting them food ration cards. And Corrie ten Boom said this was getting intense for them because they realized that everyone had to know by now. Because more and more people were coming into their shop all the time, and they had all of these codes and like and secret agent kind of stuff and push a button, whatever, but they knew, my gosh, how long can we continue? But she said, you know what she said? But how could we not continue? When are you going to say stop? That's the thing about a light, it burns. It just burns. When are you going to say stop? When are you going to say the next person, okay, we're not doing it anymore? Because it was the world was getting darker and darker in Holland. The Nazis were taking over more and more. The Jews were disappearing like that. At what point? And then there was another moment when they finally were captured. And her father, who was very old at this time, she was at least 50. He had to be probably close to 80. And the Nazis saw him and they said, listen, I don't want an old man here. They're not Jewish. That's the other thing. It wasn't even their fight to pick. You know, he said, oh, you're not. He said, just go. And he said, he looked at them and he paid for his remark because he died only 10 days later. But he said, if you let me go right now, I will go back to my house and I will start hiding Jews again. This is an 80-year-old man speaking. You're not going to put out my light, he said. I'm light because that's what my father would do. I'm light. He wasn't going to have help. This is what he said. And he signed his own death certificate, basically, by that remark. He was never going to survive in prison. But you know what? He could live with himself until he died. And that's the one thing about light. When you are light and you let your light shine, that's the only time you can live with yourself peaceably. Because then you know that no matter what happens, if people respond to it, if people or whatever, it doesn't really matter. I don't care. I can live with myself. I can live with myself. Because you and I have a spiritual conscience now. Because we have oil in our lamp, and that oil is the Holy Spirit. And to grieve the Holy Spirit by turning away in time of need and not be God's light. Here's the thing is, it wasn't like they were soul winning, ladies. They were Christians. The other ones coming in were Jews. Sure, they read the Bible, but it wasn't like they were... It didn't talk about salvations. It talked about being light. Sometimes you're just light. And there are moments, special moments, when we can be extra light, where we can run in and save the day. And I love that kind of stuff. I love being a light when no one else is. It's a favorite thing of mine. Honestly, I do. I love when people walk in and nobody gives up their seat. And I know, like, in one sense, you know, I just give up my seat. And I'm not, I just love it. It isn't, I don't even think about the others, and I just love doing it, or carrying somebody else's groceries when, just because I can. Some would say in this room, I can, I shouldn't, but I don't care. But it's because as long as I'm alive, that's what's going to happen. It's an incredible opportunity to be light. I'm not a walking track. I mean, I'm not like, as I'm holding, so Jesus Christ died on the cross, as I'm holding the groceries hostage. No, it isn't about that. Right? Now I got the groceries in my hand. You're going to listen to me now. No, it's about light. And I trust that God will use light, because there's a lot of darkness. And I just have to be light. Christ walked among the earth, and people touched him that got healed. He didn't grab their hand immediately and say, listen, okay, remember who healed you? Me, right? Jesus. Say it, Jesus. Right? Are you going to believe in me? Right? No, he couldn't help himself. He's just light, 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 light. It doesn't matter. He didn't take the chief seat. He didn't care. I'm going to be light. So he's walking around healing because he can't help himself. I want to be that person. A burning and shining light, burning while I live each day, and shining because when I have opportunity. I mean, to look at the person behind the cash register, you're just kind of looking. You know, you're kind of like a light, like this, like almost like a lightning bug. You're kind of like just looking for your moment. And sometimes it's not like, here's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not. It's just like, sometimes it's a smile, you know? And I believe in that. You know, some have said sometimes, like, Latasha, when you sing, like, your face lights up. I've heard that. And you know what? I want that. It's because I wanted that from God. I want people to see him on this face. I want a light. Light up the world. Why? Because people have enough darkness. They don't need more darkness. They don't need bickering and whatever. Who needs that? They need light. Hey, can I whatever? And it's not a, you know, it's just like you kind of, I love it. I was thinking about, Gwen and I were remembering when there was a car accident in front of the house. And I ran out. She's like, I wish I had been there. And we were just loving it because we helped. And it was the coolest thing. Why? Because I could be light. And honestly, you and I get that opportunity every day just to be light. And many of you do it. You know, different people, you're in different places. Do not neglect. That is your chief mission, because it's who you are. Say to yourself, if I am Caucasian, I'm light. If I am Black, I'm light. If I am Hispanic, I'm light. I'm just light. And if Corrie ten Boom, you know, I thought about that's a critical moment. What do you do? It's out of control now. Now you know, you just know what's going to happen. It's done. You started, and people are going to come. And then she said she remembered the moment the guy came to it was a setup. And something didn't seem right. But here's the problem. When you're so much light, it's hard to be not. So if any doubt, if there's even a small possibility that you could help, you're going to do it. Because why? It's who I am. It's my nature. And that was the kicker. And all these preparations that she made She was sick when they took her. It's just, but the thing is, you're light. And I thought about it, if she played it back, could she be any different? Could she do any different? No. That was her time. That was what she was designed for. She couldn't know that this many hundreds of years later I would be reading, you know, well, 100, not even 100 years later, this many decades later that I'd be reading about it. Again, I read it as a child, I read it as a teen, I listened to it as an adult. Inspiration from that, because she was light. She wasn't a soul winner. I want to make sure we understand that. Light is just light. It had no agenda to it. But has her books probably saved souls? Probably. I don't have to worry about trying to be something or do something or whatever. I can just be light, and God will take care of the message. I am to be his light, and he will carry the message. Don't get me wrong, I believe in soul winning and what have you, but what I'm saying is that there are, let's be aware of the bigger picture. Christ was just Christ. And he spoke. I just want to be light. So, it's, don't let that die in you. You'll find that your happiness is actually tied to it. It's actually tied to it. Think about, you know, maybe even like during Christmas, and maybe you were doing cookies or doing what have you, and that was like those moments, you know? And for some reason, you sensed, and it was real joy. Why? Because that was what I was designed to be. Just what I was designed to be. I think the harder part is when we're doing things that doesn't seem to be very important. But like I said, the lamp is not looking. We have to trust the Heavenly Father that I need to light up where he puts me and part of my daily walk. And that may be just me even around the people I live or people I work with. I'm just going to be light. So the thing is, you and I don't have really the ability to turn on light. Light is turned on by God inside of us, meaning like he turned it on inside of us, and then it continues to burn by the Holy Spirit. So if I think that, I'll turn on Sunday morning, I'll turn off on Monday, it doesn't work like that. Because people, you don't know when somebody's looking at the light. Like, we didn't know Anne Marie needed that light. You don't know when somebody's looking for the light. So God is not interested in you pick and choose when you're light. He just says, can you just be light? Can I turn to you and you're going to be light? When he talked about Abraham, he said, I know what he'll do. I know him. He's going to be light. And looked at Moses like, this guy's going to be light. I want him to say that of me. Don't you? Okay. Amen. Any comments or anything?
Remind me of that song, Third Day, Soul on Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Soul on Fire.
But I sense almost like there's this day and age that, like, there was a day and age when everybody was like, yeah. And then all of a sudden it became, like, not fashionable anymore. Yeah. People began, like, oh, no, you know. But we need to be family first and whatever. And I'm like, if Christ was family first, you and I wouldn't be here. He'd just be him and the Trinity. Right? Why in the world would we leave heaven? It's just got family first. You know, we can always create another group of humans. Right? But that's why I'm like, that's such a weird picture. And Christ, even when his family did come, he said, listen, my brother and mother and sister are those who do the will of God. Though his point was that his family was a lot bigger than that. If you're going to say family first, then you must mean the family of God. Because that's what he says.
He just was himself. And you and I, when we are ourselves, we are light. And when people are in our light, they rejoice in it. And I could tell you, I rejoice in the light of other Christians. Sometimes I could just need a pick-me-up, and I will look at their light, and it will burn. It's like Luke 24, when the two disciples, they needed light. They're on the road to Emmaus, and Christ is talking to them, and then he leaves. And he said, what, did not our hearts burn in us? Sometimes I need another light. And as soon as I can sense it, and it burns in me. Oh, it adds to my fire. I need that. You know. Make sense? May we ever be that light. Anybody else?
It's just amazing Bible study. I just love how, like, I feel like you just put it, like, in very simple terms, because a lot of times you can make it, like, so complicated. Like, well, I have to read my Bible 5 times a day, or read, like, 5 verses in order to be the light God wants me to be. Or, like, I have to wake up and pray right away, you know, which is good, you know, to do that. But sometimes, like, it doesn't happen, and, you know, and you're like, well, now I'm not going to be the light. Now things are not going to be okay. But it's like you said, like, no, like, God told us we are the light. And if we are just that, you know, then he will have us to be that, like, just the light. Just thank you, because a lot of times it could just be very complicated in, like, my head or something. But, like, you just put it in very simple terms, and it was just amazing. Yeah, an amazing Bible study.
When I was a kid, I was a sucker for superhero stories, but it was always like, you know, or the young one, or the superhero doesn't know he's a superhero, and he's told, you are, you know, whatever, and they're like, what? And it's like, no, you are, and it's like, no, I'm not, and they're like, no, you are, and then it's like, wow, okay, well, God says you are the light, and that just, and when I know that, it's just is, it's easy, you know, it's just easy. As if, it's almost as if somebody came up and said, Latasha, you're a doctor. What? You're a doctor. Everyone's a doctor who's a Christian. We're doctors? Okay. You know, and then you could go about, I'm like, I'm just going to be that. But I'm so much more than those two things. Because to be light is like, we things that we touch, you know, it has a way of a healing, of changing, of like changing somebody's darkness. Is there anything greater than that moment when you just have changed their darkness? You know, children are very simple, and a lot of these guys are experiencing that now. Like, they know what darkness is and they know what light is, but they can't describe it. They're very simple. After the Super Bowl party, we could barely get them home. They did not want to go home. They were crying. They were pouting. They just didn't want to leave. What light? When you know it. I remember when I came, really began to understand who God was, and just I saw light within the church. And I remember I noticed a distinct difference between my home at that time and the church. Just in the sense of, I just noticed, like, how it just wasn't light. And it was not a knock against, you know, my family or anything, but there was just a distinct difference when you have such a group of people who just love, you know, love God, and what, there was so much light there. Sometimes I would just walk, it was like an hour to the church, just to be there. It didn't need much, it was light. Our body craves light. And God says, you know what, we can be the light that somebody craves. And to see them drink you, you know. It's interesting. So yes to everything, all the other Bible studies that we talked about, that God is the light and he obviously exposes our darkness, and yes, God that's how we get learned guidance, and like, there's a lot. But here's the thing, remarkably so, I don't know why, it doesn't even make sense to me, but God says, I am the light. I would have thought I had to earn that privilege.
but I don't. So someone could say, well, what am I going to be in this situation? Be light. What you want, it's that simple. And the reason why that's an unacceptable answer to some is because it's the same reason in Matthew 25:25. You know? And God was not happy. Says, I've got a shot at saving people in the world, and you don't know how much I can use your light in the situation because you want to analyze and control the situation. I just need you to be light. And then the consequences will take care of themselves. I'm guessing that you stood up because you have something to say.
I do. I didn't know if someone else was going to, so I didn't want to. No, I was thinking about that, you know, like the, if you don't remember that God is in this world and he has, like, his way of looking at things, then you could be caught up in maybe the way the world works, where you could say, I am pretty, I am funny, I am a leader, I am smart, I'm good at math, I'm good at drawing, I'm a good actor. You know, like, that's how I'm defining my identity, or maybe that's what I'm working towards improving, and that's like totally not, like, that's not even what God's concentrating on. It's, you know, like, that this world is so dark, and like, no, like, innately, after we've been born again, we are light, and like, so our concentration could be, so then let our light shine before men, and then, you know, God can really accomplish a lot regardless of whatever else we're doing. Are we leading? Are we following? Are we what? It's like, it's irrelevant. But it was interesting because, you know, like, there's so many different ways to think about Christianity and life and how the world goes around, and you've taught me and us so well, so often. Like, I've heard so many messages about being a friend to the bridegroom, like thinking about how this world is really about lost souls. And we were, you know, talking with a few ladies a week or so ago, and they were wondering why they needed training, you know, or why they needed discipleship or something. And in my head, like, all that was screaming out was like that God hears, like in Exodus, like he hears the cries of the people all the time, day and night, day and night. He's got people behind these doors in this neighborhood, all over York, all over the world, crying. Like, would if we learn to love God, then he's like, oh, I've got somebody who can care with me, who can share this burden. And it's, that's, you know, that's what he's looking for. Can somebody shine a light in this house and tell them, like, you know, God cares.
It's important definitely to look for your opportunities to be light. With no agenda, not even the agenda of giving the gospel, just to be, because I think it reinforces that, you know, it reinforces that, you know, just to be. If you don't sense Christ walking around, I mean, all really Christ needed to come do was die on the cross. He really didn't need to heal or feed the hungry or anything like that, but he did, because he couldn't help himself. I pray that we do things because we can't help ourselves. The 10 booms went to prison because they couldn't help themselves.
Comes down the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. A love for someone greater than yourself. Self-love is pretty strong.
It's when we have to die to ourselves.
Yeah. Deny ourselves. Yep. Amen.